This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. As Western nations debate the merits and risks of punitive intervention in Syria, Christians there are trying to cling to any sense of normalcy in their homeland torn by conflict. Chaldean Bishop of Aleppo, Antoine Odo, told Vatican Radio this week that armed intervention in Syria could lead to another world war, and says he hopes that what he calls animal instincts and anarchy will not win out over dialogue and reconciliation. European nations and the United States are considering punitive strikes on Syria following last week's presumed chemical weapons attack on a Damascus neighborhood. Speaking to me Thursday, Bishop Odo said, "People in Syria are worried about possible foreign military intervention." He said that many, including many Christians, are pushing for a political solution to the conflict.
Generally, we are living day by day, hour by hour. We are waiting what will happen. This is the general impression. The people is fearing something. But as in Aleppo, since one year, we are in a difficult situation. We are used to this situation of war, of fighting. But I would like to say, generally, the people feel the anger, the rage in this situation becoming more and more difficult and without the possibility to see what will happen. The end, would like to finish with this situation. So I insist on this word. Today I was celebrating Mass with a Carmelite community, and I heard the sisters with this feeling of rage or of anger without the possibility to do anything. The duty of the international community is to help, to support for peace and reconciliation. The duty of the international community community is not to use the instincts, the anarchy, and really, this is for us a big question as Christians in this situation. In our context.
You're speaking there of the international community, which of course is now considering a military intervention in Syria following last week's presumed chemical weapons attack in Damascus. What would such an intervention mean for the people in Syria, and do they want it?
I can't represent all point of views in Syria, but I am telling you that as Christians, as people of the church generally, we are wondering about this way of understanding. I am telling you that we don't have to use the instincts and the anarchy of the people, but in our point of view, in our mentality, they have, if there is an international community, this international community has to be the big brother, the big father, must be a mother for the others, and to seek a solution of reconciliation and peace, and not to use, as I said, instincts and anarchy.
What would some an international military intervention in Syria, what would that mean for the region?
I said it in the beginning of this week. It will be perhaps perilous for everybody. As you know, this the circle of war is without end, without solution.
Do you think that all avenues to a political solution have been really pursued?
Yeah, we hope so, as the Vatican is asking at the international level, as the Pope is asking and praying, and the Vatican were very, very clear and very direct, avoiding the military intervention, but asking for a dialogue, a reconciliation, a possibility of a dialogue between different parts in conflict.
I'm not sure if you know this, but Pope Francis met with Jordan's King Abdullah Hussein in the Vatican here today, Thursday. He actually said to the king that he thought Jordan could play an important role in peace. What role do you think it can play in this crisis and still avoid being drawn into the conflict?
Yes, everybody can do something. Everybody has to, as myself, as yourself, to communicate a message of peace, of reconciliation, and to everybody has a role. I don't know at how the King Abdullah is able to work to influence this situation, but everybody has something to do in this situation.
Now, you are president of Caritas in Syria. I know that you are working with people who've been displaced, people who don't have access to food, to clothing, to warm blankets. Winter will be coming up before we know it. What are you and your helpers able to do?
Now, in Syria, all Syria is divided in six regions for Caritas. We have Damascus with our national office and Aleppo, two important cities. And after that, we have Homs. Specifically, last year it was very in dangerous situation. And we have the littoral, the Latakia, Tartus, and Horan in the south, and Jazire in the northeast. We have different regions, different teams working. And we have now, at the level of all Syria, five priorities. The first one is food, because everybody is becoming poor, and people need to eat first of all. So we organize a lot of basket food every month, till something now, perhaps in all Syria, something like 10,000 baskets. It's not enough, but we are doing what we can. The second one is the medical assistance, operation, medicine, wounded people. We have a important program to support sick people in the different regions. The third one is everything related to education. Now we have a lot of children without school. For instance, in Aleppo, something like 80% of the children didn't go to the school last year. So we organize something very important for the children and for the students in university to support something like between 2,000 and 3,000 children and students. It's a very important program for us. The fourth one is to take care of elderly people. A lot of aged people at home without any support. They have a small retreat without any importance. To have, we have to support them, and we project for 1,000 people, for instance, in Aleppo, to support them and to realize this program. For instance, to buy medicine, to give them something every month, to can have money in their hand, to can buy their necessities. The fifth project is shelter, to help people to rent, to pay the rent of the houses. A lot of people displaced, they have to pay every month. So we have a program for a year to support all those families. This is our priorities of Caritas in all Syria. And we implement those projects regarding the situation of every region.
I was in Lebanon in April, and my children and I brought 14 bags of clothing that we made a collection at the school here in Rome, and we brought clothing, we made a collection of money from colleagues here at Vatican Radio and elsewhere, and we brought them to Caritas in Lebanon, and we helped to distribute this in the camps and among the people up in Tripoli and down in Sidon, mm-hmm. and other areas. So mm-hmm. I really had firsthand experience to see the desperation of these refugees who have fled Syria and who mm-hmm. now are in Lebanon. Are you able to go to Lebanon and see the refugees there as well?
We are working with Caritas Lebanon. Mm-hmm. I know very well the team who is taking care of refugees in Lebanon. We work together, but we are not involved. We can give some remarks, some communication. They have to take care of the refugees in Lebanon, and we have in Syria enough to do.
When will we see you in Rome?
I can't travel now. It's no ways, no possibility to travel. So it's not the time to think about traveling. Now we have to stay. To stay with our people, to be present. It's the most important service that we can give to our communities, to be present when they see us every day, celebrating Mass, listening to them, walking in the street. It's a good testimony to be with the people, for the people. And now it is not the time to travel. And the most important thing is to stay with our community. This is our first duty.